Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
First of all, with John, I thought he was a great addition to our staff. I think he provided a lot of baseball insight and a presence that was very helpful in stabilizing our season.
Mike Elias, a couple of weeks back, end of season press conference down at Oriole Park, Camden Yards, in the warehouse, talking about John Mabry, who was brought in to help Tony Manziolino after Brandon Hyde was relieved of his duties in May. And John Mabry, who had been a coach, certainly a longtime player at the major league level, from Delaware, grew up an Oriole fan, but brought something to the equation. And Ryan Ripken, correct me if I'm wrong, worked a lot with Kobe Mayo at first base to help him get acclimated to his new position. But we sit here, we talk about the Orioles and their search for a manager. Albert Pujols' name was mentioned by Jeff Passan, ESPN, a couple of days ago. Albert Pujols was in St. Louis when Mike Elias was a scout. He and Mabry were teammates in St. Louis, and Pujols was teammates with Matt Holliday, Jackson's father. Doing a little digging in here, because yesterday I was like, bleep that. I don't want Albert Pujols to be the manager. Quite frankly, I still don't. But he did have managerial experience in the Dominican League. He is the manager for the Dominican in the World Baseball Classic. Now, what does all of this mean, Ryan Ripken? I have no idea. But we are seeing connections, not that we even know if John Mabry will be back at all in 2026.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of the investigative reporting right now.
That's right. I'm Columbo.
Yeah, it's like your night job. I know last I was here and you were getting all these little tidbits together so we could talk about it right now. But you know what? I think when you were hearing initially, I know you talked about it yesterday and previous days, but for me, when I heard this news, I wanted to initially hear that the Orioles were going to be turning over every stone, which is what I did hear, by the way, but I didn't have it on my bingo card in this stratosphere that Albert Pujols' name was going to be in this consideration, just because of, you know, of all the outcomes when you look at former managers, maybe some experienced coaches like you saw with Luis Rojas with the Yankees. Like, that wasn't one that was shocking to me, given his track record of being around the game for a while, and there you go, doing your due diligence. But the Albert Pujols part is interesting, and for a lot of different reasons. Take out the fact of what he did as a player, that's why he's so recognizable. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest hitters the game has ever seen. But you're saying, well, how does this fit into Baltimore? How does this fit a guy that spent his career in St. Louis and then the Angels and St. Louis and a little bit with the Dodgers, you know? And the connection does run back to St. Louis. Mike Elias started there in the scouting department back in the day. And then you mention about, when you look a little bit deeper, John Mabry is a guy, Bob, that players loved. I would assume if Albert were to be here, John would certainly be one of those guys back. And I know a lot of guys on the Orioles team right now would love John to be back regardless of who comes in. It's, I know you just mentioned he has managerial experience, and there's no doubt that players can become great coaches, but this does seem, if people wanted the Orioles to go back for a baseball guy, well, it's a bold move.
Right.
But is this the right move, I think, is what probably the question people are asking, Bob, right? Like, that's the thing that people are trying to scratch their head, or in your mind. You said you didn't want him to be.
No, still don't.
So explain to me, in your opinion, why.
Because Mike Elias also stated, and Nolan, you get in on this too, that experience is going to be an important factor, not the end-all, be-all factor. But history has proven that just because you're a premier player, legendary player, one of the greatest right-handed hitters to ever walk the face of the planet, that doesn't necessarily translate into success as a manager. And there, hey, Frank Robinson, yay, won manager of the year for the 89 Orioles, and he managed in San Francisco and Cleveland, and we understand his track record there, but he was a legendary player. Manager, maybe not so much. Joe Torre was fired three times before he got the Yankee job. Joe Torre was a hell of a player, an MVP player with the Cardinals in 71. But it took him a while and a perfect situation for an Oriole team that's trying to level up and bounce back after a disappointing year, after going with a guy with no managerial experience to begin with, and Brandon Hyde. It doesn't check the boxes for me for what, and I'm not saying they need a retread guy, blah, blah, blah. But, hey, Manzo's managed over 100 games at the major league level. Nolan, Pujols, the Pujols I'd want is the 2005 player version on the Orioles, not necessarily the 2026 dugout version.
Ultimately, just too much of a risk, right, to hire a guy like that. Could he end up being a great manager? Sure, it's a possibility. I'm not going to doubt him without seeing him actually do it. But if you're the Orioles and you got to win right now, right, and there's no two ways about it, like, you have to be much better and you have to be back in the playoff mix next year, can you afford to have a guy who's essentially learning on the job? You know, Tony Mancelino, been around baseball his entire life. He's been in dugouts. He's coached. He's never managed. But his early days, taking over as interim, he was learning on the fly, thrown into the fire. Fair or unfair, that's what happened. And it took him a while to become what he would be by the final month of the season, which was a much better manager than when he started. Albert Pujols, I'm sorry, we can't go through that again. We can't have a guy up there who doesn't know how to talk to the media as a manager, who doesn't know how to do the ins and outs and the day-to-day and all that stuff. Just, there's so much behind the scenes that I think we gloss over, and we look at rings and wins and resumes and all that, and his is as strong as any as a player. But ultimately, I still feel the same way I did yesterday. It's just too risky.
It's something where it's a very hot topic, obviously, because people in Baltimore want a manager, and they want it yesterday, right? Or actually, not even yesterday. They wanted it 3 weeks ago.
Hey, he said it started right now, Mike Elias.
And we want it right now. But in all seriousness, there is something about some of the all-time greats not necessarily translating into the best coaches or managers, because how they can talk about the game or how they can assess it, they can't necessarily teach it the way that they can process it. That's the way I wanted to say it. And so for Albert, I don't know how he is as a communicator and as a facilitator. As a manager, you're going to have to communicate, facilitate, and then also handle everything that takes with being a manager. And my thing still, actually, the number one thing for me with the manager is knowing how to handle your pitching staff is actually like one of the biggest things. And I've talked to Buck Showalter about this for years. I've talked to my own family about this. Managing your bullpen is so important, especially nowadays. Different topic. But one other thing I wanted to mention real quickly on players, there was a recent manager that was a player, retired, and then became manager just like that. He's up in Cleveland.
Oh, Stephen Vogt.
Stephen Vogt, right? And Stephen Vogt, I don't think where I'm going to go with this, Stephen Vogt obviously wasn't the player that Albert Pujols was career-wise.
All-star,
but he was,
a couple of times.
I don't want to take that away. Because Stephen Vogt was if you're in the major leagues, one, you are the best of the best. I want to emphasize that. Number two, he had a fantastic career. Albert Pujols is going to go in the Hall of Fame as a first ballot Hall of Famer. But where I'm going with this is, what Albert's going to have working against him has nothing to do with the credentials of being a player. It has to do with the expectations that the Baltimore Orioles have compared to what the Cleveland Guardians had back when Steven took over. Guardians weren't expected to win the division, let alone be that top team in the American League, and yet they were. For the Orioles, if Albert Pujols comes in, what's the expectation for next year, Bob? Get back to the playoffs.
No doubt.
Win the AL East. Go further. Get to a World Series. And I think that is the part that whichever manager comes in is going to have to face. And above all, here's the real secret, and I'll let you guys all in on this. I don't care who the manager is that comes in to be the Baltimore Orioles' new one in charge. If you cannot get the fundamentals of your organization in line of how you want to play, you're setting up whoever's going to be your next manager for failure.
410-583-1057 is the number. So that's it. Albert Pujols was mentioned by Jeff Passan, and you mentioned Rojas, who's got connections to the organization. Felipe Alou's son, Moises' brother. He was the manager of the Mets, and then he got Cundiff. But still, there are connections to the organization. I believe his brother was in the system for many years. So we get all of that. If you want to talk about what the Orioles need for a manager, because I've been saying for months, Nolan knows it, Ryan knows it, what the Blue Jays are doing this year, I fully expect the Orioles to be doing next year. All they need is a manager, a slugger, a couple starting pitchers, and a whole new bullpen. But hey, get to work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Albert Pujols, fancy name, but could he be a good manager? Where do you want to go? Ryan Flaherty, since Mike Schilt retired earlier this week, maybe he's the front runner in San Diego because he has ties there. I'm not saying that the fact he was teammates with Manny Machado has any pull, but it might. I mean, Manny looks like a guy that kind of, you know, leads around there a little bit. But let's hear what the people have to say. 410-583-1057 takes us to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, Bob and Ryan? How y'all doing?
Hey,
doing
Kevin.
Good. How are you?
Doing great, my man. It's great weather out here in the city today.
Beautiful.
So I was just thinking about what you said, Ryan, and with the fundamentals of the team and stuff like that. And, you know, if you did happen to know anybody that was partial owner of the team, The one fundamental I would love to see out of these guys that I'm seeing in the postseason is this. How do we stack up when we add up, did you hit the ball roughly where, you know, it was pitched to you in a sense, right? Because mm-hmm. you see a lot of these lefty guys driving the ball to the left fielder, and they meant to hit it there. That's the stat I think I'd really like to see us improve on, and I was kind of curious what you thought about it. Thanks, fellas. Have a great weekend.
There's Kevin avoiding the fuzz. As you could hear the sirens in the background.
It was getting closer, but appreciate you, Kevin. And the I think that conversation right there, the point of hitting the ball where it's pitched, and essentially in the game, you know, getting the job done. You know, that's the biggest part. And actually, a team that's getting the job done and doing the best example of that right now that's still in the postseason. Yeah, okay, the Dodgers are pretty darn good at it, but the Toronto Blue Jays. That is one of the biggest reasons why Toronto has gotten to where they've gotten to so far. Yes, if they had some good pitching performances. But if you went back to that Yankees series, Bob, they had 18 two-strike hits. They had 18 in the series. That's four a game, over four a game, right? And if you watch then how they do it, it's almost like death by 1,000 cuts. Now, do they have the big ball then? And when you really get a hold of it, yeah, that does some serious damage. Ironically, the team across from them who they're playing, the Seattle Mariners, what's their MO? Just like the Yankees, when their offense is hot, they can put up a lot of runs, and it's usually via the long ball. The Yankees led all of baseball in home runs. They were pretty good in average this year. They're around 250, but Aaron Judge did hit 333, so that helped elevate it. But in the postseason, because I had a couple people when I was doing it on my show talking about it, they go, well, you know, Ryan, what's your point? These offenses, look at what they're doing. They go, no. When you get to the postseason, there's a certain brand of baseball that you have to play. And if you're throughout the season and your MO is you're going to have the long ball, then if you don't do that in the postseason, you're cooked. You're done. But if you're able to hit the ball where it's pitched, like Kevin talked about, continue to have competitive at-bats, it allows your team an opportunity to have the big hit. And I think that's what people are missing nowadays with it. Of course you want to hit extra base hits, doubles, triples, home runs. But battling with two strikes, hitting the ball 65 miles an hour that bloops in, but then allows the next guy an opportunity, that's what you want to play for here. And for Baltimore, I think it's no secret here. They've really struggled with runners in scoring position last year, and they really struggled with opportunities. And ironically, what was the most impactful game of the Orioles season, the most exciting, came on September 6th. Right? Am I losing my days? Someone had an anniversary of the 30th, right?
A little walk-off home run action. Yes.
Two outs, Jackson hit the home run, but then after that, Jeremiah Jackson works the count for a base hit. You work some walks, and then Emmanuel Rivera hits one that just flops right in there, and the Orioles win the ball game, right? That's how you can win postseason baseball games.
And the Orioles, you talk about the lack of situational hitting, goes back to the second half of 24, mm-hmm. a year in which they did hit a bunch of home runs. But the K's, man, they K'd set a team record for strikeouts. Yeah,
last one more memory here, because it sticks in your mind, the big moments. When the Orioles clinched the playoff spot in 2023, they played a team at home called the Tampa Bay Rays. Adam Frazier was at the plate, Bob. You remember this?
Hey, yeah.
Down to two outs, and Adam Frazier, Kevin, what'd he do? If you're still listening, oh, that ball was away. Just smacked it the other way, and Jorge Mateo got moving. Orioles tie that game and go on to win. And the rest was history.
We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw, he says no. So if you're on the phones, Ryan and Jack, hang tight. We'll get you in a few. But coming up next, Andy Koska, Baltimore Banner. Get his thoughts on the Orioles search for a new manager in the 1 o'clock hour. Look at the highlights from last night's playoff games. Brewers in trouble. Blue Jays have evened it up. No home team has won in the ALCS just yet. Got two games tonight. We got all that coming in more. And then Nolan's free agent list. Wish list for the Orioles. Are we doing it like we got an unlimited checkbook, or we're just trying to be economical?
We're covering all bases here, but it's going to be mostly realistic.
Let's do it here on the Fan. Andy Koska. Andy, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. And I know you're an investigative reporter as good as any. And we've heard Rojas, SNY, reported that third base coach, former Mets manager with family ties to the organization. He interviewed And then I guess there's an interest in Albert Pujols, which we talked about a few minutes ago. Any other names we can come up with here in regards to Mike Elias turning over stones to find the new full-time manager for the Orioles here?
Yeah, I mean, those two names are, of course, interesting at this point. I fully expect Ryan Flaherty to be in the mix, former scrappy infielder for Baltimore and bench coach in Chicago currently. He will also gather a lot of interest, I imagine, from San Diego Padres. He was in the mix for that managerial job in San Diego last go around, before they had Mike Schilt as the manager. When Bob Melvin left for San Francisco, Flaherty was in the mix for that before he went to Chicago. So imagine Flaherty is going to be of interest, but that's a pretty attractive job in San Diego too. So it, you know, it kind of depends on how it all shakes out. Tony Manzalino remains in that conversation. And I've been curious about, you know, Wood Robinson Chirinos, highly regarded baseball mind across the industry, is really liked by Baltimore. I was curious, you know, is he going to be in the mix? As of this exact moment, no interviews for Chirinos in Baltimore. So that is one name that I've been peddling a little bit. Perhaps that heats up in the coming days, weeks, but at this point, nothing moving on that front.
So, Andy, with all, I mean, everyone wanted this manager. What's today? October 17th. They wanted the manager. When did the season end again? What, September?
Been a while. 30,
ago. Whatever the final day of the season, you can sense the nervousness, the stress, right? Andy, and why I'm mentioning that to start is you just talked about the Padres, and I think that obviously that's a place that is desirable. That has a good nucleus over there. They've had playoff success, and they expect to contend. But if I were to say the team with the most pressure for a manager to come in and have success, I think it's Baltimore. And I've been looking around. I know the Giants, they want to get back to where they were, but I'm curious, do you agree kind of with that sentiment? Because regardless of who comes into Baltimore, I don't care that the Orioles were in last place. The feeling here is with this group, if they're healthy, this next person is supposed to get them over the top. And I think that that is going to come with a new line of expectations, especially because we talked about Albert Pujols. If he's going to make his MLB managerial debut, that's going to be a lot to ask for whoever's going to be managing this ball club in 26.
Yeah, it's a big job for whomever takes the seat. It's an immediate hot seat. And I think it's, you know, somewhat the same way in San Diego. Need to perform there. It's somewhat the same way in Atlanta. They don't have the, you know, that's a ball club that expects to win the division every year. And the way it went this year for the Braves, you know, is going to make it so that next season is a critical year of getting back to the postseason hunt. But I would agree with your sentiment that if not the most pressure, it's definitely up there for Baltimore, whoever takes the hot seat. Because yeah, as you mentioned, like this is a team that you are in one of the most difficult divisions in baseball. We did see the Blue Jays go from last place to first place, you know, in the AL East, and they're still alive in you know, with after what they did in Seattle for two nights, you know, they're still alive in the postseason hunt. So it's definitely possible to turn this around, but a lot needs to change. A lot needs to be fixed. And getting young players back on track, some of this core hitters, you know, they need better production from them. Does Baltimore want to take the risk of a first-time manager? And just using the name Pujols for an example here, he has not been on a major league coaching staff. You know, it's not like a longtime bench coach who's making the leap. It's a guy that has had success in the, you know, in winter ball. He managed in Dominican with a team there and won the title. And then he went on and won the Caribbean series. So has some managerial success, except that is a different, you know, completely different animal from doing that in the major leagues. So big question mark around having a rookie manager have to handle those expectations. Perhaps a little bit of naivety is a good thing in a manager. And you saw when, you know, these young players came up in 23, it was kind of like what do we have to lose? And you go win 101 games. Oh, this is easy. It's a different animal in the postseason. There is some aspect of the experience that they might want in a manager is not so much of getting to the postseason. It's what do you do when you're there, when everything becomes a little tighter and every single pitch is more pressure. So it's a big consideration. I think the timeline, it could drag on for a little bit longer for a lot of clubs here because of how many openings there are around the league. So some of the top managerial candidates most likely will have interviews with multiple teams. And until they decide, the trickle down, you know, everything's going to be held up a little bit because there's so many openings and some attractive openings. You know, Atlanta, attractive job. San Diego, huge attractive job. San Francisco, Baltimore. Those are good jobs to land in. And, you know, expectations will be that they can return to winning ways immediately for a lot of those teams. And that doesn't come around very frequently. Most of the time when there's a manager opening, it's with a team that is going to be in a rebuild. A team like the Washington Nationals who, you know, be lucky to avoid 100 losses. You know, so mm-hmm. That's usually what it takes for a new manager position. But this is unique right now around baseball. So some of the top names are going to have a lot of interest.
No doubt about it. And the reason why I also think that the job would be very pressurized in Baltimore, it's actually not because of the manager. It's that if that candidate doesn't pan out for the Orioles, where does that pressure get directed towards? It goes back to the front office, right? Because San Diego, Andy, like Preller out there, he's got a proven track record. I just saw Dave Dombrowski with the Phillies, and I know that they haven't gotten back to where they've wanted to be, but people have faith in Dave Dombrowski, and I still have faith in Mike Elias, but a lot of people are looking at this offseason right here for hiring a manager, getting that right, and let's take that aside then. What would you like to see, Andy, or what is one of your storylines that you want to see from this front office, or you're curious to see what they do, because this is just one of the many pieces that they need to address here as they try to get the Birds back to they were in 2024 and 2023 into the postseason.
Yeah, Preller is in San Diego in a, you know, kind of unique situation that he has been able to hire so many managers. Usually a GM does not get that many bites of the apple. This is going to be, you know, a second manager for Mike Elias. If it doesn't work out pretty quickly, or at least, you know, the signs are there that this is the right guy, you're correct. The pressure is rebounded, not necessarily, it will be on the manager, of course, but the pressure is then heightened and it goes to front office and Mike Elias, which puts, I think, some onus on, you know, what do they do this winter to enable Baltimore to get back in the mix? And I think what that needs to look like is, you know, obviously ownership will be involved as well. They will need a pretty much a new bullpen. They probably need a extra bat to help out, preferably a veteran bat to help out. And they need starting pitching. If not one, two, you know, starting pitchers. I mean, it's not an easy fix there either. So this will be a big offseason, not just for what manager they hire, but how do they help that coaching staff? How do they, you know, even if it's bringing back Tony Manzolino, how do you ensure that he has a roster that can compete? Because at this exact moment, there are pieces, obviously. The young core remains, but you need to supplement that young core and make sure that, you know, pitching wins championships. And we've seen it all, you know, exactly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Actually, what the LA Dodgers, and I don't expect them to spend money like the Dodgers do, but you look at their rotation in the postseason, and it's been no wonder they're rolling through the postseason right now. It's because of they have four aces practically. Baltimore probably will not have that luxury, but you need to have depth in pitching. So big offseason, not just for who they hire at the manager position, but how they supplement the roster, and that I think will go a long way in deciding if it's going to be a successful tenure as a manager. I mean, you need the ownership support and the front office support.
Andy Kothka, Baltimore Banner. Andy, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Andy Kothka. It's Ribbit here with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. We'll look at the games last night. There's a doubleheader today. Dodgers trying to close out the Brewers, and the Seattle Mariners trying to become the first home team to win in the ALCS, and free agent list and all the fun stuff. Get Ryan's thoughts on the Terps at UCLA tomorrow. Mm. Getting 2.5. I'm feeling turtle. Feeling turtle soup. And again, you know, I'm a homer. Toronto's tied it up in Seattle. Brewers about to get broomed out of Chavez Ravine. Let's get out to the phones. Let's get Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding your own with Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, and Quick Draw McGraw.
Hey, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
So, talking about the managerial search for the Orioles, this is, in my opinion, what needs to happen. Mike Elias needs to take a look at the roster, and he needs to take a look at the culture of this team and this franchise and figure out who they are and the identity of it. Are they going to be a team that they want to sacrifice defense and strikeout rates for the home run? Or do they want an all-around situational hitting team that can play a little small ball, some defense? Or do they want a team in between? And in my opinion, I think the Orioles are a good mix of in between. They have some really good defensive tools. They have some guys that can play small ball, but they do have some big boppers that are able to hit the ball out of the park. With that being said, what I think they need to do is find a manager that fits this culture that they want to build. Now, basing it off of his playing career, I think Albert Pujols would be an example of a guy that fits that big bopper mentality. And then Tony Mancelino, I think, kind of fits an all-arounded guy. When he came in to manage, I saw the defense tighten up. I saw a little bit better at bats. You know, the situational hitting still wasn't there, but I think we saw a little bit better performance offensively than we did with Brandon Hyde. So I think they just need to look at those criteria and really find out who as a team that they are or who they're trying to be.
I agree with that. Thank you, Ryan. I mean, and look, this is why when we look around with organizations, and I'll go back to the Stephen Vogt example, but just because I believe that Stephen Vogt really is a top three manager in baseball, because if you talk to him, you can tell what his expectation is, his culture, his thought process. But also what enabled him to do this was how the organization's been set up for years. I mean, he walked into a situation where Cleveland was not expected to win that division, but they had a good infrastructure. And you go back to before he came in, Terry Francona and the Guardians, that was a good team. Those were good teams for years, but it's the structure, the emphasis. And to Ryan, to your point, you need to find out what the strengths of your team are. And you also need to be able to then not get rid of, you're never going to rid your weaknesses, but you got to find a way, how do we get a little bit better at those cases? Because teams in the big moments will try to expose your weaknesses. And for the Orioles, what has been one of their weaknesses? Well, I don't want to get into saying, well, starting pitching, they didn't have enough guys. No, when the Orioles are healthy and they get a guy or two, the rotation should be good. Kyle Bradish should be good. Trevor Rogers should be good. Dean Kramer, I have faith in. We just got to remove the month of April and his numbers will look pretty darn good. And then whoever else they add. It's when you're late in a game and situations and it's on the line, can you make the double play that you have to? Can you take the extra base that you need to? And above all, when you got a runner in scoring position, can you get the job done? And that is the sole focus for me when it comes to building up what you want. And then if you can do that in your organization, and then you find the right guy that can then enable him, perfect. But if you don't set what you want your organization to be, it makes it really hard, even if you do, in my opinion, find the perfect candidate.
And it also would behoove the Orioles if Jordan Westberg could play 140 games, if Gunnar Henderson plays like a top five player in the American League, if Adley Rutschman plays like the guy he was through the midway point of 2024. They also need their young stars to be stars again. And Gunnar, you know, compare him to an average guy. He is a dude. But Gunnar Henderson, I mean, Bobby Witt's Gold Glove finalist, second in MVP voting. Gunnar took a step back. Was he banged up coming out of spring training and it took him a while to get rolling? Was his energy level maybe waning in September as the team wasn't charging towards the playoffs? Gunnar's got to be an MVP and Adley's got to be an all-star. Westberg is an all-star, but he can't hit the post. And Mooman Kayan, 40% of the time, it seems, their young dudes have to be dudes again.
They go as far as their young core takes them. Right. I said that before the season, and I'm going to say that now. And even for Gunnar, I still think Gunnar had a great year overall, but for what it's expected from him, it wasn't enough. And that's the part here. If you're going to be banged up, you need to find your complimentary guys, if you're not producing, your complimentary guys got to step up. That's the name of it at the end of the day. The Yankees, they had a couple of those guys, but you know what? Aaron Judge, when he plays, he elevates the game. I'm not saying Gunnar can be like that, but if Gunnar is a notch or two below that, that can elevate when others struggle, that's the expectation for Gunnar Henderson.
And you mentioned Cleveland. Hey, Jose Ramirez is a dude.
Jose Ramirez, you know, outside of Aaron Judge, might be the most valuable position player to his team.
And before we hit the break, get to Nolan's wish list and get back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Orioles had one all-star this year, and it was none of their young guys. It was Ryan O'Hearn, now a free agent. We'll be back with more stuff. Riveted with Ryan, Nolan McGraw. Nolan's got a wish list. It's like Santa Claus. Can Santa Claus bring him what he wants?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.